RA Mobile.
For DJW Mobile.
TJW, AJ4A. Good morning, Dave.
AJ4DJW, good morning. Beautiful day out here to be mobile.
Just mobiling along here on Pelham Road. Heading up towards Haywood Road area for an appointment. Over.
I'm taking care of my chores early this morning so I can go flying this afternoon. Knock it out in the morning so I have free time in the afternoon.
Well, you know, when you're flying light craft, early morning is good time anyway with less wind from the activities of the day's heating and so on.
Exact same thing when I saw the bridge at Lake Cunningham and I looked out over the lake and I saw it just as smooth as a mirror. you could shave in that mirror. That's perfect time to be flying.
Early mornings and to a lesser degree early evenings. Usually nighttime is also much calmer, but that's not a time for model flying. Over.
Every now and then it works out. I remember flying late at WCRC, not wanting to go home, wanting to get one more flight in and then one more flight. When it was real calm so that you could fly out at a distance, a long way away, but only like 3 or 4 feet off the ground. Because it was so calm and so predictable, you could just cruise around like a quarter of a mile away from you, just cruising around the tree line, you know, just barely over the tops of the weeds that were, or the grain that was growing up out in the field. That was really, really fun flying. You just want to do that forever. That's when we used gas instead of batteries, and you could get like 15 or 20 minutes on a flight, no sweat.
I understand that that's so much easier to control when everything is nice and stable. You don't have to worry about having some margin for maneuvers without causing a problem. And I know over my years of flying, I have done an awful lot of flying at nighttime, particularly in traveling, because so often the conditions are just so much more comfortable, especially in the summertime when you got a lot of heat going on from the sun, causes all kinds of things to occur in the midday and later usually.
Yeah, but when I was flying cross country or something, like coming back from the west coast to the east coast, I could sleep like a baby. I could take the red eye on the way back from the west coast to the east coast, and I would sleep the whole time, and I wouldn't have any jet lag when I got back. Same thing when coming back from Europe. I'd come back from Europe. I didn't have any trouble falling asleep back then. I don't think I could do it today. I have trouble sleeping now. But back then, I guess I was working harder than I am now, so I was more tuckered out. But, yeah, at nighttime, it's like you're in a motel room. sleep all the way through it.
Anywhere from 50 or more flights back and forth across the pond over the life of the career. So we kind of get used to being able to do some rest and sleep on airplanes. Now, I always find for my habit, when I was going east, going to Europe, I always made it a point when I would get there, I would not allow myself to rest. I would try to integrate into a normal day and go to bed at that time. Of course, it's a long day, but with that, it was much easier to adapt to and integrate into the local time. Coming back, it was not so much of an issue, but going that way, I always found the one I had to pay the most attention to. AJ4A, mobile.
You know, I remember when you're going east, you're with the jet stream, so you get, and if the jet stream's strong, if the pilot can find some really good tailwinds, 2 hours quicker than you can get back. And I used to get confused when am I going or am I coming? Is this a long flight or is this a short flight? But I know the you're right. If you could stay up, if you could stay there and act like, you know, you hadn't had that previous 6 hours or 8 hours, depending on the jet stream, that flight, then you'd do good. But it would always catch up with me on the third day. On the third day, I'd be thinking, wow, why am I so tired? I don't get it. It'd catch up to you eventually.
I totally agree with that. The way that I did it, as I described a little earlier, I always made my first day the most difficult one. Once I got past that and over the heap, the rest of it was easy, Dave. So that's kind of why I adapted that habit. Worked well for me over the years. But a lot of great experience nonetheless. We had the opportunity to do a lot of travel and flying when it was actually a pleasure to do that. It's hard to believe that today. It's anything but that. But I had my 182 out for a flight here the other day. It was nice to get back. I've just finished doing annual inspections on both of my aircraft, so I had them out for a little bit to take care of that and put a overhauled carburetor on the 182 this time. So kind of had a little bit of time with the equipment down. Anyway, back to you, AG4RA.
When I studied on two different occasions to get my private license, one of them was in, the second one was in a Beechcraft Skipper, and the first one was in a 172, a Cessna. And I liked the Skipper pretty good, except the Cessna had an overhead wing and the Skipper had an under your wing. And I'd get used to looking down there out of the Cessna and seeing the ground and look up out under the Skipper and I'd see the wing. I really didn't like that. But anyway, it's a lot of fun doing that. I was at the point where I was racking up hours trying to get my private license when I had to go live in Europe. I lived over there for a while. So I didn't finish that time. Then I came back later and started it up again the second time. I don't know what happened then. I got distracted and didn't finish it then either. But anyway, that would be fun. that would be fun to go out there and do that. But I'm at home now, so I got more chores to do, so I can go flying this afternoon if it's not too windy. Good talking to you. AJ4RA, W4DJW. I enjoyed it.
Not so much for the QSO, and I hope you have a great day. And be safe and enjoy the flying this afternoon. And you know, but I did get to do some flying actually in France. I had a French license as well, so I used to rent and fly over to Saint-Étienne when I was over there for a long enough period of while. So take care, 73, AJ4A Mobile Clear.